for just a second. Hi, everybody. Once again, this is Jordan, and it is June 15th, 2009, and this is our weekly teleconference where we go over training, strategy, announcements, and promotions. We got hundreds and hundreds of people calling in from all over North America and Australia tonight, and I'm going to start off with a couple of really fun stories and then share some training with you tonight. This is for Otto, who's actually a chef in Turkey. And I met him for the first time in the United States at a Treat 'Em Right seminar with Bob and Betty Ann Golden. He spent a lot of time in Vegas, and he received a email from someone named Brenda, and I'm just going to read the email to you. I received your card last night, and I love it. It says, "Hi, Otto. I received your card last night, and I love it. I was having a difficult day and came home last night, checked the mail, and there was your card. I've never heard of that company that made it and mailed it, but I'll have to check it out. How did you make it? It's so cool. I'm sure I'll be keeping it forever because it's so neat. Thank you so much. For sure it made my day. I was having a deal fall through on financing, and after receiving your card, my energy changed, and I attracted a mortgage broker who's saving the deal. So there you go, the law of attraction in action. Thanks so much. Do write and tell me how you made it. I want to do it. Signed, Brenda." And then she says, "P.S., what a great time we're living in when you can make someone's day that you've never met on the outside of the world without leaving home. Awesome." So obviously Brenda did a little research after receiving that card, and it just gives you an idea of the power of send-out cards. We really truly are changing lives one card at a time. Now here's a great customer service story. I want to congratulate Emerald from corporate, from customer service. This one went to Megan, and it says, "Hi, Megan, I have a really neat send-out card story. I was in Indianapolis with my son, daughter, my love, and my new granddaughter, of course, filled part of my time with send-out cards. I made a call to customer service, talked to Emerald about something I needed, and told her how wonderful SOC is and how much I love it, and that it was so great to be able to send the cards I needed to send even though I wasn't at home because of the new baby. Well, a couple of days after I got home, I got a card from Emerald congratulating me on the new granddaughter and telling me that she enjoyed our talk. I was so blessed. There's not another company anywhere that walks the talk like send-out cards. I wanted y'all to know about it. Gene Cunningham." And by the way, Emerald is one of our reps in customer service. So that's just a great story. Thanks for sharing that, Gene. Really appreciate that. I want to talk about something that I'm going to be setting up here for those of you that are interested in using it. It's going to be a closing audio voicemail. You know, I ask my new personally sponsored distributors to call me and put me on the phone with their new potential card senders after they've sent a card on a gift account. They use the Cody Bateman banner walkthrough first, and if the person expresses interest, they call me, and we do a quick 15-minute three-way call. I also have small groups of newer distributors doing many gift account walkthroughs each week, and they're all fairly new and not exactly sure what to do after having their potential card senders send a card. And so I'll sometimes do a conference call for them where we'll set up a conference call and everybody will call in. These are people that they have to have sent a card on the system first. So a new distributor has walked them through sending a card using the Cody Bateman walkthrough, and then they're all dialing in to a call, which we schedule. And some of them say they're going to call in, and they don't. And sometimes we're expecting 20, and we have 5, but we have that call available. And I go over 2 or 3 stories and then go over 3 of the 3 different options to get started. I usually start by telling Cody's story very briefly, and then I share a personal card story of my own. I sometimes answer their questions, and then I have them take out a notepad and have them write down the 3 ways to get started, and then I turn it back over to the person that put them on the call. Now, what I'm going to be doing in the next few days is I'll be recording and sending out a voicemail number that'll have me doing one of these calls in case you want to 3-way your potential card sender into the recording. And I'll tell the stories that I tell, and I'll go over the 3 different ways to get started just to make it a little easier. Now, my objective, and I'm going to talk about this a little later in the call, but my objective is to quickly get someone to where they can do it on their own so they don't need me. And I usually do 3 or 5 of these per week with newer distributors that are personally sponsored. And by the way, everything that I go over is on the archived conference calls over and over and over and over again. We've gone over many times. And so you can go back and listen, and you can pull up the things out of those archived calls that really inspire you that you could tell what you could tell to someone else and use those on your three-way calls. But I'm going to record a little voicemail and get a phone number out to you guys in the next few days if you'd like to use that to three-way people in. I want to talk about business presentations versus one-on-one gift account walkthroughs. A business presentation would be like if you rented a hotel room and got a bunch of people together and did a send-out cards presentation, and compare that to doing a one-on-one gift account walkthrough. That's where you get someone in front of their computer, either over the phone or in person, and have them send a card to someone they care about. You know, many companies do business presentations to introduce their opportunity to prospective distributors, and there's nothing wrong with this, and it builds large organizations. I spent 13 years doing one to three of these quote-unquote business presentations a week. I did that for 13 years. We would rent hotel room meetings. We'd rent meeting rooms in hotels, movie theaters, and sometimes churches. And at one point, we were doing three per week with a minimum of 150 people at each one. Now, the benefits of doing these, by the way, it didn't start with 150 at each one. It grew to that over a period of 13 years. But the benefits of doing these is that each week a group of people come together, get to know each other and build relationships, and there's credibility in numbers, and you have the most experienced presenters in the front of the room. The drawback to doing these is that it requires an enormous amount of time, energy, and effort. There's a lot of planning. You have to arrive early, and you got to leave late, and there has to be a team of volunteers to set things up and tear things down. You need to have name tags and markers and rent the room and plan the schedule and speakers and prepare the presentations and collect money at the door and deposit the money and keep financial records, and all those kinds of things are so important. Now, I've always been proud of the fact that we have built a team of over 42,000 people without ever doing a business opportunity presentation. When I say we, I don't mean me. I mean it's all of you, because building a successful network marketing business is having lots and lots and lots of people all doing a little. So your income will be dependent on having lots of people all doing a little. It's not one or two or three or five or even 10 people doing a lot. It's a lot of people doing a little. Now, some people will start to do business presentations. The most important thing to remember, though, is that people need community. They want to meet and they want to socialize with other active distributors to feel a sense of involvement with an organization. And this can be done through weekly business presentations, but it can also be done through a monthly training. It can be done through the Eagle's Flight team building network meetings. It can be done through local pizza parties. It can be done through in-home get-togethers. It's important for you to create opportunities for your team to get together on a regular basis. Jim Packard does coffee and cards. Even if it's just to hang out and have fun, it doesn't even have to be a presentation. Guests can be welcome. It can be picnics. I like to have people to my home in the mountains two or three times a year for a party. I just like doing that. Now, I also believe that if we make people dependent on meetings, if the meeting doesn't occur, people become paralyzed. I want to say that again. I believe that if we make people dependent on meetings, if the meeting doesn't occur, people become paralyzed. Our team members begin to believe that they can't do the business on their own. They begin to feel that they have to have a meeting to build send-out cards. So once you start doing them, you're locked into them forever. And I fell right into that trap. For 13 years, I was doing three meetings a week in Phoenix, and I could never go anywhere. And we want to give as much control and power to the individual as possible. If you choose to have get-togethers, it's important to constantly train your team members, A, to have get-togethers with their team, and B, it's so important to be able to teach your team members to be able to do gift account walkthroughs and do at least one a day on their own. Imagine what happens when you have 100 or 1,000 team members doing one gift account walkthrough per day and not waiting for the next meeting to occur. Think about what Bill Gates did with the PC. Prior to the personal computer, the big corporations and government controlled the computer systems. Bill Gates had a goal to get a computer into every home in America. He wanted to give the control to the individual. Now, I want you to consider doing the same thing with your send-out cards business. Imagine each one of your distributors having 100% control over his or her business, so he or she can do it without ever having to depend on their upline. So I have I've always worked towards empowering lots and lots of people to do their own gift account walkthroughs and to teach their team and their teammates to do the same thing. That way, you'll have a lot of people driving the engine of growth versus just a few that run the meetings. I hope this is making sense. There's nothing wrong with meetings. I think they're important. I think you need to create that community within your team, get people meeting each other, feeling great about being part of the Send Out Cards family, get them into the Treat 'Em Right seminars, to the convention, have pizza parties, have picnics, invite people over to your home, have home parties, all those kinds of things. But don't create a scenario where your team is dependent on you to build the business. You need to empower them to do their own personal gift accounts, one a day, which anyone can do, even if they've got a job, one personal gift account a day. Get lots and lots of people doing that, and then the engine of growth continues to be fueled regardless of whether you're there. So then you can take time off, and as they build their teams because of what you taught them, they can eventually take time off as well. I want to talk a little bit about making money for the doubters. You know, I was driving with one of my good friends, Ja Life, the other day through some amazing neighborhoods in Cleveland. It was a beautiful day. It had to be like 73 degrees and sunny, and all the trees are in full bloom and everything's green. And we were looking at these just big, beautiful homes. In fact, in some cities, these homes in Cleveland would go for $3 to $5 million. These were just stately mansions. And one thing I noticed was about 2 out of 10 of these mansions in Cleveland had for sale signs on them. And I started to wonder, what's the story behind the sellers of these homes? It probably goes something like this. I used to be the CEO of a large corporation, and my company has gone bankrupt, and I need to sell my home. I bet that story is all over Cleveland. Now, there's probably a bunch of other stories as well, but everybody has a story as to why they're selling their multi-million dollar mansion in Cleveland and anywhere else that they're selling their home. Everybody has a story. Some of them aren't doom and gloom stories, but a lot of them are in today's marketplace. There are many markets like this in the country, and people are selling their homes and not buying overall. And I then reflected on a couple of other stories of close personal friends of mine. Bob and Betty Ann Golden are now doing very, very well with Send Out Cards. They've got a huge residual income and a large organization. But a number of years ago, they owned a very successful retail auto business in Northridge, California. You might remember the earthquake in Northridge. That put them out of business and literally made them go belly up. Now, they've recovered since then with a lot of strength, and they have this big, beautiful home now in Las Vegas. They have a successful business with teams growing all across the country. But that earthquake in Northridge put Bob and Betty Ann out of business. I have some friends that are very successful chiropractors in Mobile, Alabama. Good friend of mine, Dr. Chris, told me that at least 2 times per year, just the threat of a hurricane in Mobile causes them to have to close the office and evacuate the city. And by the time the office is back up and running, typically 5 weeks of business has been lost. That's twice a year, he says, typically. He has to shut the office down for up to 5 weeks. I then became really grateful as we were driving around looking at those big, beautiful homes that were for sale, thinking to myself, you know, when you build a successful network marketing business, you can virtually live anywhere. You can go buy a home, even where the homes are on sale where other people are moving. You've probably heard me say in the past that there are 25,000 towns and cities in the United States. Imagine just having, now this is really important, imagine having just $100 a month, not thousands of dollars a month, but just $100 a month coming in from 1,000 towns and cities. Of the 25,000 towns and cities, imagine that you have $100 a month coming in from 1,000 towns and cities. If that's a little more than you can imagine, just think about having $100 a month coming in from 200 cities across the United States, Canada, and Australia. Can you imagine that? Over the next 4 years, think about that. What is $100 a month times 200 cities? I'll let you figure out how much that is each month. $100 a month coming from 200 cities. A network marketing income is completely resilient to local market challenges that can put a traditional enterprise out of business. For example, if there's construction along the street in front of your retail business, that makes it difficult for patrons to enter and exit your parking lot for a year, imagine what's going to happen to your revenues. What if the market takes a turn, or if there's a natural disaster that shuts things down in your town for a few weeks? Network marketing is resilient to these types of situations because your income is spread out over hundreds of people in markets around the world. It's pretty cool. Now, I got to talk about this next thing. I've got two more topics for tonight's call, and this one is called What If Cody Doesn't Work? I recently had a call with the leader of a team that had some concerns because the Cody Bateman gift account walkthrough banner was not working in a part of Canada. So in other words, when they clicked on the banner at the top, Cody Bateman's video wouldn't pop up and work. And in fact, this team has experienced a big slowdown in recruiting because they can't walk people through sending cards because Cody's little video doesn't pop up. Okay, we need to talk about this. It made me think about a big concern that I have that it's important that we're aware of. What is a walkthrough? A walkthrough is simply walking somebody through sending a card. Up until 2 years ago, the audio-video walkthrough did not exist. I have two questions for you. First question is, can you send a card? The second question is, can you show me how to send a card? There were 2 9-year-olds that were at our training in Cleveland. And both of these 9-year-olds have sent many, many cards. And I asked each one of them, could you send a card? Each one of them individually. And they said yes. And I said, could you come up here and show me how to send a card? And they said yes. Sit me in front of my computer and show me how to send a card. If the video doesn't come on, just show me how to send a card, just like you would send a card. That's what a walkthrough is. In other words, your number one intention is to let me experience what it feels like to send a card to someone I care about. As a last resort, you could always simply just give me your login information, give me your username and password. There's nothing in there that I could take from you, and just give me your username and password, and then you could coach me step by step through sending a card. Or you could go into my contact in your contact manager. You could just pull up my contact in your contact manager. You could click on View Contact next to my name. So, you know, off to the right it says View Contact or Send Card. Just click on View Contact next to my name. Then you could click on Enable Gift Account. Right underneath the top, right underneath the name, it says Enable Gift Account. And you just create a username and password for me. And at this point, I could then log in with my newly created username and password, and then you could coach me step by step through sending a card. And the reason I know you could do that is because you've sent cards. You know, I prefer using the Cody video because it's 100% duplicatable. In other words, while someone is using that video by clicking on the banner, they're saying to themselves, I can get someone to go to this banner and I can click on it. That's duplicatable. Anyone can do it. However, if for some reason Cody's video is being blocked, simply take them through sending a card by coaching them through it on the site. If you personally are sending out 1 to 5 cards a day, it's easy to show someone else how to do it. I do it every day, and once in a great while, probably 1 out of 20 gift account walkthroughs, the video doesn't come up, usually because there's something blocking it on the other person's computer. It could be because they're using a work computer or something like that. And then I just set up a quick username and password with them under the Enable Gift Account, which is under their View Contact. I set that up. I give them their username and password, and then I have them log in, and I walk them through sending a card the same way I would send a card. Again, if you're sending cards every day, it's really easy to show someone else how to send a card. That's how the business grows. You know, our team had over 20,000 distributors before we had the Cody Bateman banner walkthrough. So don't let that shut you down. Entrepreneurs, resourceful entrepreneurs figure out how to do it. They just figure it out. So I guess it's kind of like, you know, when you're a kid, if you just learn how to use a calculator and you never learn longhand math, if your calculator breaks, what do you do? We now have calculators on most of our computers, but what if your computer's down? Can you multiply 8 times 9? You know, you didn't learn longhand math. It makes it tough. So I'm just basically saying, just go back to the basics. What are the basics? What are we trying to do? We're trying to let someone else experience sending a card on the system. The last thing I want to talk about is a little controversial, buying leads and tools. And as I mentioned, this one could be a little controversial, but I do need the need, I do feel the need to share my opinion with you based on what I know to work best. In today's economic times, most people have very limited resources to spend on their business. Usually with lead programs and prospecting tools that you purchase online, someone can spend easily $150 to $600 per month on tools offered by network marketing training and lead generation companies. And the reason I know this is because, A, I get prospected every day by companies trying to sell me leads and wants me to promote those leads to our team. And B, I have members of our team that purchase leads and they contact me and want me to offer that to our team. And quite frankly, I believe we already have the very best lead generation and prospecting tool program in the entire network marketing profession with send-out cards. I'd much rather see someone spend that $150 to $600 per month with send-out cards for a few reasons. Number one, you'll get better results using cards and the tools provided by our company than the ones that you purchase from other companies. A Picture Plus card is one of the best tools you can use to follow up. And imagine spending $150 a month just on Picture Plus cards and sending those out. What kind of impact would that have? Not to mention putting DVDs in there. You can also use the newspaper insert, the Success from Home magazine, the free DVD. Why would you pay for tools from other companies when you have these great things to use right at your fingertips? We have the best prospecting tools available in the entire network marketing profession. The second thing is most lead programs, from my experience of being in this industry for 25 years plus, most of the lead programs out there are a complete waste of money. The only people that make money are the ones selling the leads. And I've met many, many people that are upset after spending literally hundreds of dollars on leads and promises with no results. Some people spend thousands of dollars. And the third thing, this is probably the biggest, the money spent on leads and tools actually will negatively impact not just your own business, but if your team knows you're purchasing them, they'll want to do the same thing. Now, all of a sudden, dollars that would be spent on cards, gifts, and tools are being spent with other companies, and the diminishing results are now being magnified throughout your group. Stick with the amazing tools and training that we offer through our system and teach your team to do exactly the same thing. So that's our call for tonight. I hope you got a couple of good pieces of advice from the call tonight, and I want to thank you for being on the call and congratulate you. All of you have been promoted over the past week, got lots of promotions, and lots of people doing great things within our company. And I'm going to open the call now, give everybody a chance to say goodnight, and I want to thank you all for being on the call tonight. On the count of three, go ahead and tell me your name and the city you're calling from. One, two, and...
Don't hear it as well. I'm from Michigan.
Costa Rica.